I traveled to Australia and New Zealand in 1998. I came up with a painting, a dot painting called Cobalt Blue Maori Aboriginal Surprise that you're looking at right now. This dot painting is a work of primal obsession and the culmination of 22 years of anxiety. It was a long time waiting for this moment to come, and I'm now back in Dubuque living my best life and participating in this exhibit. The blue hook shape of the piece is meant to represent a whalebone hook made by the Maori people in New Zealand. Among them, I participated in the tradition of a hongi, a greeting where individuals peacefully place their noses together to share a breath to show they're willing to negotiate, and the haka, a war dance that the Maori military men did before battle in World War II. It involves stomping and sticking one's tongue out in an act of defiance, and rows of military personnel would do this simultaneously. The dots represent the paintings of the Aboriginal people who use symbols and dots to create stories that could be passed from generation to generation. The name Aboriginal means inhabiting or existing in a land from the earliest times. Because I was born in Dubuque, one could say I'm an Aboriginal Dubuquer. The title of this piece involves the color, obviously, and I added surprise at the end because who doesn't enjoy a surprise? And there were a million little surprises during my trip abroad, and I loved every one. If you started on the left of the room and walked to the right, I hope you looked close enough to feel a pleasurable little surprise when you got to my work, just like I did the first time I walked through. Speaking of walking, I was on a spiritual journey of the Aboriginal tradition. This is called a walkabout, and I wore out a pair of Birkenstock shoes walking there in Australia. I was engaged in a spiritual quest to find myself. I wasn't exactly alone, though. My travel companions were a worldly lot. But of course, I bonded with a fellow Midwesterner named Matt. Against the advice of TLC, he was chasing waterfalls while I drove into downtown traffic in Auckland, getting us lost in 5 minutes on the opposite side of the road. We immediately ran across the restaurant called Wisconsin Burger on our way to the waterfall. Matt flipped out, and we celebrated our discovery by taking photographs with the staff and received free food. Matt had a burger, and I had two chicken sandwiches, a mango and an avocado, because I couldn't decide between them. Lately, I haven't been chasing waterfalls. I'm sticking to the rivers and lakes that I'm used to, just as hip-hop group TLC advises. I love this memory and all of these other wonderful walkabout memories. Deep-seated Australian trip emotions that bubble to the surface, and the feelings I've had for 20 years focused my eyes on this piece of art. It's true that people never forget the way you make them feel, and all of my tension from losing touch with my Australian friends disappeared in the cocoon of the attention span focus that sheltered me from the world and the thoughts of the virus decimating our population and all the other cares I had that day. I insured this painting for $25,000, so if you want to steal it and give it back to me, we'll split the insurance money. If not, you can become culturally richer by gazing upon its magnificence. And ask yourself, what is best in life? Is it to crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women? Or maybe what is best in life is to wash your hands for 20 seconds, keep them away from your face, and wear a mask like they sell in the gift shop for $16. In my opinion, what is best in life is to bury your head in an art project, just like my fellow artists in this exhibit. I'm honored to be placed in such a prominent position among them, and I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve. I still don't know what Bilbo meant by that, but sometimes I'd like to return to New Zealand to walk the mountains and find his hobbit hole, because it's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step into the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. If you'd like to get a hold of me for coffee or what have you, send an email to treefrogsign@gmail.com, and we can get together and swap stories from our sagas. And remember what Herman Melville says in Moby Dick, which I read while in Australia, by the way, better to sleep with a sober cannibal than a drunk Christian. Please exit through the gift shop. Thank you.